Question submitted by David. We have all heard the stories of people jumping from the World Trade Center. Suicide is prohibited. In the case we have a raging fire on one side and a 100-story jump on the other, are we allowed to make a decision what to do, which way we prefer to die? How would we go about halachically making such a decision, assuming even having the presence of mind to do such in this situation? Do we consider the fire to be 100% sure death and jumping only 99.9%, or vice versa? Since by jumping I'm shortening my life by minutes, is this suicide? Are there other situations where suicide would be permissible, even required? How does this relate to the stories of Masada and Gamla? By halachic standards, were these heroes of Jewish history or otherwise? We have heard similar stories of Jews taking their lives in the Holocaust rather than risking humiliating acts or horrible suffering. I do not wish to judge any of these people in the situations they were in, but I'm interested in the halachic approach and if the halacha takes into account one's emotions at that time. Okay, this is a lengthy subject. Very, very briefly, there are opinions that if one is faced with torture, that he is allowed to take his life in order to avoid torture. Others hold that that is not a legitimate reason to take one's own life, but if one is faced with the prospect of being forced to do sins that would require one giving one's life, and being killed rather than doing the sin, but he's not offered the opportunity to be killed. He is going to be forced to do the sin, and there's no option of being killed by a non-Jew. Then there are those that say that he's allowed to take his own life rather than commit the sin. Others say that even in that situation, one is not allowed to take his own life, but if he's forced to do the sin and has no way of stopping it, not given the option of dying or doing the sin, then that's not his concern. And if he's forced to do the sin, he does the sin. He shouldn't take his own life. Situations in the Gemara that seem to point to these ideas is the 400 children on the way to Rome to be used for immoral purposes jumped into the sea and took their lives. Shaul HaMelech committed suicide basically in order not to be tortured. There also there was another idea that there would be a tremendous desecration of God's name had they been able to capture him and use him in a way that would show their contempt for the king of the Jewish people and their contempt for God. There are halachic opinions that, in fact, one is allowed to take his life if he is faced with torture. And therefore, rather than burning to death, if one feels that that the jumping would be better, or even to have a chance maybe of surviving the jump, whereas the fire, there was no way of surviving, there are halachic opinions that would be okay. We can't judge people after the fact. Surely they don't have the law of a suicide on that situation. But whether before the fact, halachically, that is permissible or not, we have the case of Rabbi Hanina ben Tradyan, who was being burned to death and refused to make his death come any sooner. Some say that that was a midas chasidus, that was something he wasn't required to do. But in any case, to judge these people one way or the other is impossible. In that kind of situation, they surely do not have the law of a suicide and all its negative ideas and halachic implications. On the other hand, whether to begin with one would give them the halachic direction to do such a thing, to commit suicide, is questionable.